Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign. This is Our Home by Jim Phillips.
So we started last week where there was still a tree next to us.
Oh, that's right.
We made our way into the boys' construction site. We broke in the back door, but the office we looked in seemed to have changed from what...
What office?
We went back to the same office that Frank had been at, where he met
that strange guy.
Well, maybe he's still there, and he can help us with the tree, but he was gone.
Changed again, okay.
I think it was actually the same change as what we saw. But in any case, Frank indeed did steal your gig by playing basketball with the young guy. It was a somewhat unproductive conversation. Kirk used some basic physics to come up with an acid solution to apply to the tree.
Oh, cool.
Then we hacked away a little bit with a shovel. And then Peter went inside the fence to do some more work. And that's when he got arrested for trespassing.
Excellent.
Kirk and Frank decided to get concerned about that by, you know, having dinner and then staying in Frank's room.
As you do,
Roscoe, Pete Coltrane, I'm sorry, just regular Roscoe, Lieutenant Roscoe, let Peter know that, you know, he was letting him go, but there's no three strikes.
And the lieutenant is the guy we don't like or the guy we do like?
Exactly.
The guy we do like is almost dead. He's the guy we don't like. Okay.
Well, we haven't visited the guy in the hospital for a while, but yes, the guy we do like is in the hospital.
Yep.
This is the guy who showed up on that very first night that everybody was a little afraid of.
I
did talk to the manager for a while and tried to convince her that this tree thing was a problem, and she said, oh yes, I'll get on that. And once again, the horror of being held at bay by a corporate bureaucracy proved worse.
Actually showed up at the
I called her.
Okay
I called her and sort of charmed my way in. Had what I thought was a nice conversation with her that didn't produce any of the results that one would hope for. So,
yeah, excellent.
So other than sort of inventing a way of acetizing the tree and potentially just pissing it off, we don't really move the ball forward that much.
And it was 3 weeks ago that Kevin was released from jail and Leanna Gaspari was imprisoned for attempted murder and so forth.
Some time ago, yep. So now
that's,
I think you're on the... You and Kirk are both sort of on the edge in terms of trying to get on the wrong side of the law. You might go back again. The lieutenant had a long conversation with Peter about how, well, he's out on this program, but they can send him back again.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And how he doesn't want me stepping over the line again.
I don't do it.
I see what notes you're talking about. Yes. Marcia apparently did some thinking.
Right. Which is good. Somebody
might give us something. Right. Yeah. All right.
And I feel like it was 2 times ago, so it must have been 3 weeks ago in game that we got another note. No, it was 2 times ago, but it was only yesterday or something in game that we got the note from what's her face warning us about the tree.
The girl sent a picture which got given to the kid.
Oh, that word.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the tree was looking at us angrily. Yeah. Possibly because we sprayed acid over it. Who knows?
Who knows?
Couldn't really figure out these trees.
Well, because it's an alien. We know that now.
We do know that.
An alien who was brought here by the the 1500-year-old people who have been who are the voices, presumably brother and sister and their buddies.
Presumably, indeed.
They don't like each other, and the one voice wants to take over the world, but the other one wants to take over the universe. That was the
split. You know, we could tell the person who wants to take over the universe, you know what? You go start on the other side of the universe, and we won't bother you.
Hmm.
Yeah, that would be a nice, easy solution to that.
Not necessarily thinking forward, but sure. No, I'm with you.
I mean, we'd be lying to find out.
And who knows? I mean, there's no reason that the aliens are necessarily anti-human.
No, they may want to work with us. Who knows?
Yeah. So let's see here. So it is now November 15th, which means we have 7 days, give or take, before we all die or some other thing happens, before the fall. No, I'm making that up. September was the equinox, and yeah, we passed yeah. that, and then it's so we're going until December. We have a 21st. Month until the
21st, the, something like that, isn't
winter
it?
Solstice. Yeah, somewhere around there. About yeah. a month. Okay, so that's plenty of time. cool.
Time. So yeah, so it is still the Monday, the 15th of November. I think we didn't do a whole lot. Monday morning, there was just Peter being talked to by Lieutenant Roscoe and Kirk's phone call, and otherwise we kind of have the rest of the day still on Monday. So,
and I think if it's been 3 weeks, I've probably had time to finish filling out and submitting with my typewriter the adoption paperwork. It probably took me a week or two to get it. I don't even know what's all involved with that, but
The addendum there is that I think you were no, actually you wouldn't have, yeah, because you're the Latin speaker. So you were spending all your free time studying the book.
Oh, that's right. Good, good, good. That's way more useful because I'm never going to get custody of the. Yeah. Yes. So, that's right. So it's, and that was, and since I was here last, it's only been a day or two. So I would not have learned anything more particularly because I was in sort of 1 week installments.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. Six sections. And so far I've made it through three of those sections, it looks like. Okay.
Also correct.
Cool. That's sort of an interesting, that's a little out of, a little meta, but it's sort of interesting that I always think of it as sort of frustrating how long it takes, but in this way where the studying is actually giving us some plot, there's some nice pacing potential in there to think about, which is kind of fun. So I think, I guess then I spend the day studying and then go to work. That sounds like what I'm up to, so that's easy.
Okay, fair enough.
But we should see, we should find Detective Tazgul again if we can. We left him a message with his wife. How long has it been since we've seen him? It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think it was just before the work got busy.
Got busy, yeah. So we should probably go try to see him then if we can. That would be good.
I don't think I've seen him yet, so I don't know if I should be doing that, but might be weird for him.
Oh,
but I do know Leona, so I think I may swing by the police station and see if there's been any more news on her.
Okay. And I'll go to the hospital and see if I can find Tazgul.
Okay, so Mr. Mazur, you're headed to the hospital.
Yeah.
And Mr. Griffin, you're headed to the police. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Michael?
Well, we've got these questions still wondering. I thought we had solved some of them.
We probably did.
But I'm looking in, I think I might end up going and looking into the whole background around the Hoffman property management. Like who's in charge, who are the registered, you know, who started it and registered business owner and all that sort of stuff.
Don't we know that? I feel I like that came up early on.
I feel like we do. But maybe not.
Well, we saw that they were linked to other businesses way back in the beginning, didn't we?
I'll tell you what, why don't you do the hospital visit, and I'll see if I can find it, because I just have this memory of having read it. Okay, fair enough. Let us pick up first then with Mr. Mazur.
All right.
You were headed to the hospital?
Yes.
Presumably the same hospital where previously you knew that Detective Tazgul was. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay, the hospital is still there. It hasn't been destroyed or...
Excellent. So yeah, I will go into the waiting. You know what, before I go, I will actually call. Did I get a phone number? I probably didn't get a phone number from Mrs. Tazgul. I don't think I have any phone number. So yeah, I will just go to the hospital and I will look for her in the waiting area. But if I don't see her, I will go to the desk and say that I would like to visit Detective Tazgul.
Yes, are you family or friend or?
Friend.
Okay, just a moment. Tazgul. What was the first name on that?
Detective? No. I think I had a name on him, right?
Albert. Albert Tazgul. I'm sorry, we don't have an Albert Tazgul in the hospital currently.
Oh, excellent. So he must have been checked out.
Certainly possible, yes.
Do you have, can you tell me when he was released?
I'm sorry, we don't usually give that kind of information out to the public.
He was definitely here. Oh, okay, thank you. I will go to the hospital waiting area payphone, and I will... I thought we had some information on Tazgul. I will do the phone book thing and try to find. I feel like we found him before. Maybe we even visited the house. Maybe not. But anyway, I will spend some time trying to call.
I seem to think you visited at one point as well. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Okay. So I know the rough address.
So you can certainly find the phone number and call them.
So yeah, I'll do that.
Ring, 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 ring. Woman's voice answers. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Mrs. Tazgul? This is Kevin Mazur.
Speaking, Mr. Mazur?
We met at the hospital a few weeks ago.
I recall. You were asking after Albert. You were very kind.
I hope he's doing well.
Oh, Albert is, he's doing much better. Yes, they let him out of the hospital a couple weeks ago, and he's here at home resting, recuperating. He doesn't do much more than just asleep, I'm afraid, but I think he's wonderful. On the mend.
Would I be able to come and visit him, bring you some flowers or soup or anything I can do for you? Does he talk?
Oh, yes.
He
spends most of the day sleeping. Let me get your number, and I'll ask him if he feels up to having visitors.
I very much understand that his recovery is first and foremost, and that presumably it would be tiring to have a visitor. But yes, I would very much like to come and thank him in person. And again, if there's anything I can do for you, I know that you must have your hands full right now.
Oh, it's fine. I'm more than happy to take care of Albert. I'm just glad he's still here with us.
Very much. I will
call you back.
I work at night, so during the day I'm quite available.
And she hangs up.
All right.
Mr. Griffin?
Indeed.
Well, let's cut over to you. So you were headed to your local police precinct?
I was.
It looks much as you've seen it before.
Yeah.
Desk sergeant is there.
I will walk up and say hello there. I'm wondering if you can help me. I'm not sure what the right procedure is for this, so tell me if I'm not doing this right. But a woman I know who lived in my building was arrested here 3 weeks ago now. Is that whatever the right time is? And I wanted to try to find out what had happened to her.
What's the name, sir?
Oh, yes. It's Leona Gasparri.
She
attacked one of your detectives, yes.
Yes, the cop killer.
He's apparently alive, but okay.
An attempted cop killer, then. A friend of yours?
Building acquaintance, honestly. We certainly talk to each other, and every now and then I mostly am interested in just if she'll be coming back or not.
Well, she's been arraigned. She is being held awaiting trial.
Is it someplace where one could visit her?
Yes, she's being held out at the island. You can call ahead to schedule a visit. It's at the warden's discretion as to all visitation, but...
Of course, depending on...
Call ahead and get something on the schedule. To my knowledge, she's not being held in isolation or anything, but... you'd have to call them to find out.
No, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you so much.
Good day, sir.
And you.
And let us go over to Mr. Michael. So Sean was giving you a big information dump.
Yeah, I've been reading it. So we did actually look in, but did we actually look into Robert Hoffman? I'm trying to remember that. But it seems like what we need at the moment, we just need to look up any information about this Isilla Buck from our list of things. Our manager.
Certainly the only thing you know about Ms. Buck is that she is a property manager employed by Hoffman Management, whatever that is. She's your property manager.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, see if I can basically do some research around her. And also, well, we've got a motion. And also talking about Robert Hoffman as well, because I'm sure we haven't got much information about Robert Hoffman. And why, I mean, I know he died, and so that what the name was put on this building. So, yeah. Yeah, so that's why I'll basically go and look into Priscilla Buck and Robert Hoffman, just seeing what any information I can find out about either of these people.
So a couple questions. Given that they are separated in time by at least 50 years, need to narrow that scope a little bit.
I may start off with Priscilla Buck, pure and simply because she's around now, you know, news or, you know, look into, if she's a private citizen, if she keeps her head down, there won't be too much out there in the public media.
That is potentially true. Which kind of goes into my second question is, what sort of information are you looking for? Are you going to dig through the society pages, or?
That's what I was going to think.
Newspapers in general, or?
Newspapers in general, looking at society sections.
Birth, death, marriage records. You know, this is another option.
True. Probably aim for things like birth, deaths, marriages. Also look into things like any sort of, if she pops up in any sort of, I don't know, in the 70s, you know, newspapers had that section where they'd have photographs of people at galas, events, that sort of stuff.
The society pages, yeah.
Yeah. So those sort of areas. I'll try basically that, birth to some marriages, see if I can trace down a timeline in terms of how old is she and that sort of stuff, and the society pages initially.
Okay. I need you to narrow that a little bit as well, because those are two completely different locations.
Start with birth, deaths, and marriages first.
Okay. So to these city records, to the records, state records, whatever, New York, something, something in the city. Okay. Library use.
48. What's my library use? It's slowly getting there. No, that's actually a foul. So.
Okay. So you spend the rest of the morning. You spend the rest of your morning digging through the records, not finding anything yet. Have another go in the afternoon. In the meantime, let us cut over to Mr. Romero. Have you joined us, sir? Maybe not. Maybe it's just a figment of my imagination.
That's fake Randall.
Yeah, fake Randall. Fake Randall has joined us. Okay, that's fine. So let us cut back to Mr. Mazur.
Yo. So I think I would head back home then to carry on with my research and wait and see if I get a phone call at some point.
Okay.
Today, tomorrow, whenever, yeah.
Would you give me a persuade roll?
Sure. That is an 18, which is a hard success on persuade.
Okay. Late in the afternoon, you know, not as you're like rushing out the door to get to work, but you know, kind of around the time that you're starting to think, oh, I should start to, you know, clean up, get ready, that kind of thing. Your phone rings.
Excellent. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Is this Mr. Mazur?
Yes, this is Mary Tasco. Oh, thank you for calling. Yes.
Oh, of course. Yes, Albert was up for a bit around lunch, and I told him that you had called and said that you would, if he would be willing to receive you for a bit, if he's able to. And the answer is yes. If you'd like to come, you can join us for lunch tomorrow. I can't promise, you know, he'll be awake, but
of course not. Can I bring anything?
Usually he's able to get up for lunch. So, you know, if you come over at lunchtime and if he's awake, you're more than welcome to join us.
That would be great. I will definitely do that. Is there anything I can bring?
Oh, no, we're fine. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I will see you tomorrow at lunchtime at midday.
Of course. And she hangs up.
Yeah, wonderful.
And let us cut over to Mr. Griffin.
You know, I feel like by the time I've got to the police station and I get back to the apartment again, it's probably getting noonish or so. My shift starts at 3. Probably should go to work for a change. I guess I'll go and see what the tree looks like from our side of the fence. Does it still seem damaged from what I did yesterday, or is it seems to have miraculously healed itself?
Spot hidden roll.
12, which I think it will be at least a hard success, if not something more.
It has.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. It has definitely healed itself. You can see in the trunk, you know, what it's not kind of the you know, unbroken kind of perfect, you know, bark-like surface that it used to be. There's still chunks missing, and you know, if this were a person or an animal, what you might want to call scars on it. But it has definitely had a shocking amount of regrowth and repair overnight.
Okay. Well, I don't like that. And with that heart, did I notice, does it seem to have moved at all from when I last saw it?
You certainly would have noticed, and the answer is no.
Okay.
Give me a luck roll, please.
15 out of whatever my luck is these days, which is probably pretty good. I don't really do very much. Yep. 57, so it's a hard, just short of an extreme.
Okay. As you're out there, you know, kind of looking at the tree.
Oh, not even just studying, it's just a regular. Yeah.
You know, checking it out. You hear a voice behind you. Mr. Griffin.
I will turn around, startled.
It is Brendan. What are you doing?
Oh, just looking at the tree. You know, the tree that we just sort of sprung up here, that they planted, just looking at it. Still a little curious about it.
Oh, wow. That is so weird.
What's that?
I really don't recall there being a tree there before.
I know. Did you happen to hear back from the manager? I know you called her to ask about it. Did she get in touch with you?
No, she didn't. I asked her to call you. Did she call you?
No. I mean, I ended up calling her.
because I hadn't heard anything from her.
Oh, okay.
But you did talk to her. Yeah, a little bit. She said she'd get on it, but you know, it's still there. It's just been a day though, so I'm sure she'll attend to it.
But you think it's okay though? It's not gonna.
Oh no, I don't think it's okay. I think it should be taken down. But what can I do about it? What can you do about it? We're here.
Well, but is it safe? I mean,
no, I don't think so. But again, I mean, we can't. I don't know if you heard, but Peter went over there to take a look at it and got arrested for trespassing. So it's on their side of the fence until it falls over and, you know, smashes into our house. You know, nobody's going to do anything about it. That's just the way of things. You're a young man. You'll figure these things out with time.
Okay. If you say, I mean, and you and Peter were saying how dangerous it is. I hope they do something soon.
Well, the good thing is I'm on the first floor, so, you know, it's really people on the upper levels that really have to. Oh, wait, which floor are you on?
I'm on the top floor, the sixth floor.
Oh wow! If I were you, I really thought we asked you to call the manager just to talk to her about it. You sent her to me because, yeah, anyway, if I were you, I'd call her and be worried. But you know, don't tell her I did. Okay. She'll think I'm best pestering her. She'll just think I'm pestering her. But
I'll call Miss Buck right away. Absolutely, if you think that's the best thing to do.
Well, I did. I thought it was a thing to do, and I called her. But if you know, and I will look at him and do that. You know, because I'm somewhat older than him. Like, you know, you're your own person now. You should make your own decisions. So if you want to call her, you call her. You make that choice.
Okay. Then I will choose to call her.
You. That's fine. Fine. If that's what you want to do.
Thanks, Mr. Griffin.
This is really a waste of a luck roll for me, but anyway, I got to talk to a kid who I know 3 seconds into the conversation is going to say, "I was talking to Kirk," and
he goes inside. Anything else you wanted to do out here?
Nope. I'm just going to go get some lunch and get ready for work.
Okay. Let us cut back over to Mr. Michael. You have a little bit more time if you want to make another, what do you call it, library use roll?
Nice, definitely. So 25, so that is a normal success on that.
Okay, so after spending the rest of the afternoon digging through the records, apparently the reason that you never found anything in the morning is you're pretty certain now because there's not anything to find. No Ilse Bach has been born, has died, or been married in the state of New York, or at least in the city of New York, I should say. Within the past
1500 years.
You know, within the past 30 years.
Okay. I mean, she could have been born outside of the state of New York, definitely. Oh, not a problem. Okay, then. I mean, after that, it's the day done. So
this is the woman that this is the woman we literally think is 1500 years old, right?
No, this is our property manager. I mean, it could be the same woman.
Oh, Bach, yeah, right? Right. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, we haven't met. Seriously, we haven't met any other women, so it's certainly possible if she's conducting an experiment on us and she has a room that's completely circular, that she might
be the daughter with a different name,
but we have
a sister
that.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. I think that brings us to the end of Monday. So I'll head off to work.
It's good when Monday ends.
Or in your case, just begins.
Yeah.
The evening goes apace as you would normally expect it to. Work is fine. Nothing too exciting happens. Make your way home, get a good night's sleep. We are up for the next day, Tuesday, November 16th. Has Mr. Romero joined us? Question mark.
Yes, he's here. Hello.
Yay, exciting. So here we are, Tuesday morning. We know Mr. Mazur has a lunch date.
Right, I have to go buy some flowers and a bottle of wine and have a lunch date.
What is everyone else up to?
I think I think I'm gonna look into Robert Hoffman and his family.
I remember that we were going to do some research, yes, about some people that we haven't done any research about. Because our suspicion is that there is either a third group that is doesn't know much and that is trying to find out, you know, as much as they can. Let me see, did we go to the house of the guy that was visiting Asuncion for the sightings? What was his name? The guy that actually framed me.
Yeah, you didn't go to his house, but you went to his office, or at least somebody did. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mr. Leonard.
So I wanted to go to his place when he's out at work, which works fine because he goes to work when I am free. So I will let them know.
Okay.
You guys want to come with me or you want me to go solo again?
Oh, I'll come
with you.
I'm not going to go illegally into any places because, yeah, I'll probably end up back in jail at this point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were caught with the trespassing thing. All right. All right, so I'll go with Griffin.
Kirk, yes.
Yeah.
Good friend. Oh. Mr. Griffin has been talked into some possibly illegal activity.
No, he's been talked with going to the general building. We'll see what he does when he gets there.
Okay, so Mr. Griffin and Mr. Romero, you are headed to the Leonard home.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure you know where it is. Somebody's been there before. So let's start out with Mr. Michael. So you are doing research. So you're going to research Robert Hoffman, the fellow who built the Hoffman building. What sort of research would you like to be doing?
Okay, start with, I will start with the same thing, you know, looking at, births, deaths, that sort of stuff. We know he's dead. We know he did die. So looking into that sort of information, and then hopefully in the afternoon, I'll move on to his society pages and that sort of stuff.
Okay. So birth, death, marriage records for Robert Hoffman. Make your way to... back to the city records, starting to make good friends with some of the clerks there, no doubt.
Yes.
library use.
Yeah, 07, so that will be a extreme success, I think. Should be. Just wait, library use. Yeah, exactly, extreme success.
Okay. Let's hold on to that for just a moment, and let us cut over to Mr. Griffin, Mr. Romero. So you are making your way to... Alex Leonard's home out in Queens. I will totally admit I forget who has been here before, but it's as they found it before. It's a single family house in a neighborhood of small single family homes. Nothing particularly exciting about it.
I will... do we have entrance in the backyard, or is this like a house right next to each other?
No, it's dead easy to get in the backyard. There's a
I honestly, I don't want to mess this up, but we had found there were three locations he might be. We called one of them, and we went to one of them, and there was nobody there. We went to his office. That's where we've met him. I don't think we know where his house is. I think we have a 1 in 2 chance of knowing which one is his house. Unless somebody picked up some other information somewhere, I don't think we've been here yet.
It seems to me that someone has, but you certainly haven't met him here. Okay. Somehow I'm pretty sure you were able to figure out which was his house.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay, we'll try both houses.
He wasn't the social worker, was he? No.
He's the land development guy. Which we went to his office had a nice conversation with him and thanked him for hosting the memorial, taking care of the memorial for our friend. And that's when good old Frank decided to hide in the bathroom and stayed overnight.
Yep. Yes,
but that's fine. Let's. We're both above average. Just lucky
choice.
Soon find it. Yeah, we're good.
All right. So if it is that easy, then we'll go to the back, and I will knock on the door.
Knocking on the back door.
Yes.
Okay, that's a little weird.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that there's not a dog there that's going to bark or bite me when I try to open it.
Or
someone else.
Mr. Griffin is standing on the sidewalk as he goes around to the back. He's been a little concerned about Frank for some time now. And he just sort of... shakes his head and figures, well, he'll be here to let the others know what happened to Frank this time.
Okay. So your intention, so you're hoping that no one's home and you're going to be able to break in. That's your...
Yes.
That's your intention. Okay.
Yes.
Party luck roll.
Huh. I think that's me. That's a regular success.
Nice.
You knock. There's no response. Maybe knock a second time. Still no response. Listen roll.
I'm 07. Not there, so I'm not doing that. Yeah.
Critical success.
Yeah. The house seems quiet. No one is answering the door, and you don't hear anything from inside. You know, shower or something like that going on.
I will look for a carpet, a gnome, stone, and see if there's a key underneath it. Just me, right?
Yep.
That's a pass. Success. Normal.
Spot hidden roll.
Oh, 07 again. Critical success.
I don't know why someone would hide a key to their back door, near the back door, but apparently Mr. Leonard did. So, yeah, you can.
Actually, that's what we do at my house. So that's not crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just because you do it does not mean it's not crazy.
Point taken and accepted.
Let's define crazy.
I'll be honest. I've never done that. I've always been way too paranoid about it. No matter how well hidden it is, just leaving a key to my house laying around somewhere. But yeah, you can find it.
Yeah, I've never understood right. That whole leave the key outside.
So I will pick it and try the door.
You open it. Unlock the door.
Through it. Mm-hmm. No okay. One. Mm-hmm. What do I see?
So the back door opens into the kitchen, opens into a kitchen, and you see a small middle class family kitchen. Yeah, there's some dishes in the sink and the usual accoutrement around.
I will quietly go in. I will actually remove my shoes for the extra
so polite.
Stealth.
Oh.
Okay.
Not so polite, but careful. And I will go in, and if I don't see anyone, I will go to the window that goes to the street, and I will open the window and wave at Griffin.
I will look around the neighborhood briefly before waving back again.
So are you just hanging out on the sidewalk? Is that your?
I am. No, I'm definitely not. I've agreed to accompany him here. I didn't agree to break and enter.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure you're standing around there as opposed to walking away. Or, yeah, you can see Mr. Romero wave to you from the window.
All right. So. Yeah, I will see what can I find either here in the living room. There is a desk, library, looking for papers that could prove that I was incriminated somehow, or even more information about the aliens.
Okay, so it's a small two bedroom house. You know, the ground, it's two stories. The ground, there's a, well, I guess three if you consider the basement. You would assume there's a basement. The ground floor is basically living room and kitchen. And then there's stairs that lead up, and you would guess there's two small bedrooms up there, and a basement. So you kind of paw through upstairs. The kitchen. Oh, you're going to go upstairs? You're going to start upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, upstairs there are two bedrooms. One of them is, clearly lived in. There's a queen size bed and, closet with clothes, and there's a bathroom up here. It's not an ensuite, but there's a single bathroom, with both, let's say, men's and women's toiletries in it. The closet has men's and women's clothing. The second bedroom looks more like a guest room. It has that, there's a bed and a dresser, but the closet, is more just, kind of overflow storage. The bed is neatly made. it has that more of a guest room look about it, that's just not used very much other than, if somebody stays over or, some storage in the closet, that kind of thing. Spot hidden roll.
Failure, 98.
Okay. Beyond kind of those basics, you don't particularly find anything. Possibly a little nervous about where Mrs. Leonard is.
Is. Mm-hmm. I will make sure that she is not in the house before I continue to openly go through rooms.
Well, you certainly haven't seen her yet.
Yeah, but you know, I wouldn't go so openly into the other rooms or anything like that. I will just try to listen, you know, listen, see if I can hear.
Another listen roll.
I will burn 3 points of luck to make it a normal success.
The house is still quiet.
Okay, I will go and peek through the room. I will open the door very carefully before going in the main room.
Okay. Yep, you don't find anything of particularly in particular interest in terms of what you were looking for. Okay. Say, you know, bed, men's, women's clothing.
Oh, okay.
Nothing particularly of interest that you were able to find in either of the upstairs rooms.
All right, so I will leave everything as it was and go to the basement.
Okay, you can make your way down to the basement. It's easy enough to find the cellar door. Leads downstairs to an unfinished basement. There is a furnace and a water heater down here. There's some boxes stacked in the corner, some shelves with, you know, canned vegetables and this kind of thing, canned fruits and vegetables, this kind of thing.
Go through the boxes to see if there is anything that piques my interest.
Spot and roll.
I will burn 7 points more to make it a normal success.
Okay. it looks like mostly family memorabilia. You know, old pictures, old yearbooks. You know, this kind of thing. Nothing relevant to your case or Boyce Construction or aliens or anything like that.
Okay, is it just him and his wife, I guess?
Yes.
Take a very good look.
You certainly haven't seen any indication of children or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a party luck roll?
Sure.
Well, maybe. How much have you burned?
Oh, no. Maybe. I'm 52. Well, so that's me. That's me.
I'm 57. But didn't you just burn some?
Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm 52 now.
Oh, 52. Yeah. No, don't. Yeah. You get to do it. Yeah.
Oh, 17.
You're on fire.
Okay. All good stuff. We will leave you there for a moment and cut over to Mr. Mazur. So you're going to lunch with the Tazgul home. Was there anything you wanted to do ahead of that?
Just pick up some flowers and a bottle of wine.
Okay, fair enough. We will come back.
Because I'm just filling in with research. So.
Okay. We will come back to you. Let us cut over to Mr. Michael. So you had a very nice success looking for information on Robert Hoffman. You are able to let me make sure I'm not lying to you. I got to go find the appropriate. You are able to find a death certificate for Robert Hoffman. Dated from 1965.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that he was, why did I not do this part of the math? This seems like an obvious thing that I should, if I had a handout for this, then I wouldn't have to, I would have already realized I needed to figure this out to put this on there. But I didn't, so give me a second.
Okay.
Because I'm a dork. Okay, yeah, that may, right. Yes, giving his age at the time of death as 87. And natural causes as the cause of death.
Just what he was 87? Isn't the girl meant to be, was she the daughter or granddaughter of Robert Hoffman?
Who, Carolina?
Hmm.
So as far as you know, you don't know of any particular relation. You know that Carolina was originally named Carolina Hoffman because she was found abandoned on the steps of the Hoffman building.
Sorry, at first when we saw that she was Hoffman, I thought there was a relationship, but yeah. No. Okay. So I've got a birth date then. So yeah, I want to
And since you got an extreme success, I will give you this as well. Since you have an age, you would have gotten a birth year and gone, presumably with your extreme success, immediately gone looking to a birth certificate.
That's what I was just about to ask about.
And there is none.
So we've got a death.
So presumably he was not born in New York.
Yeah. Okay. Or I then have got like dates around when he was born, which may let me work out things like society pages, looking around the time of his death and looking into information about maybe they had a death notice in the paper, talking about his life and maybe where he grew up and that sort of stuff. You know how people put that sort of stuff in the newspaper? Okay, cool. That will be my next thing for the afternoon.
Okay. You make your way over to the library for newspaper research. Us cut back to Mr. Griffin and Mr. Romero. Mr. Griffin still on the street keeping watch. Mr. Romero in the basement.
Yeah, so I will grab a picture of Romero and his wife. No, not the one on top, but one that, we can easily recognize her for him. Also, I want to see if I can catch her name very quickly. Some pictures.
I think you got a pretty good success on your spotting of the hidden, right?
Yeah. All right, so I'll just note it, grab the picture, put everything back the way it was again, and in this case, go upstairs, go through the kitchen one last time to see if I can see anything that calls my eye. And if
the wife's name, by the way, is Alba Leonard.
Alba. All right. And one last look around. Do I see dishes for two people or just one?
Definitely two people.
Okay. Yeah. So just wanted to make sure. So I will go through the back door, give him a shoes on, put the key where he was, and walk back to where Griffin is.
Okay.
Nothing. Very disappointing. I got a picture. Oh, I got. Maybe Kevin has seen her in his visions. Maybe we can confirm she's not one of them. I don't know.
Can I get another party luck roll? As you are standing out in the street with Mr. Griffin, a woman walks by carrying a bag of groceries.
All right.
And she is very clearly the woman in the picture that you have.
All right, let's go.
And she turns to, she kind of walks past you and turns on the path into the towards the Leonard home, walks up to the front door, unlocks it, and goes inside.
Say, fight the bell. Let's go.
I just don't know. I mean, you didn't see anything interesting in there?
Nothing at all.
All right. Well, at least we have the address. If we need to come back, we can.
That's for sure is the wife.
How?
Oh, Elba.
Yeah.
Elba.
Yeah, I'm just... How are we dressed, Jim? What level of clothing did they give us on our way out the door?
I mean, you're certainly, I would say, normal kind of middle class, lower middle class, New York 70s, trousers, leather shoes.
Sure. That's fine. Yeah. Frank, if you...
Polyester shirt.
Yeah, if you want to stir things up, Frank, do you want to stir things up a little bit? Do you want to get things going here?
You have in mind.
Well, we could go to the door there and suggest to her that we're private investigators looking to reopen a certain case of a matter. We need to speak to her husband. See what he does when he thinks that maybe someone's looking into this case.
I like it. Let's go. I'll follow your lead.
All right. I will walk up to the door and knock on it. The front door this time. That's what civilized folk do.
Fair enough. Knock, knock. Just a moment. I'll be right there. And sure enough, a minute later, the door opens. The screen door remains closed. Yes, good morning.
Can I help you? Yes, good morning. You must be Elba Leonard, yes?
That is correct.
Excellent. Is your husband home?
No, he's at work at the moment.
I told you that's where he's going to be. Well... when do you think you can be home from work?
Visit his office.
Yeah, well, it's hard to get in there. They've got a fair bit of security there, a little too much, if you ask me. Sorry, Ms. Leonard, we're interested in speaking to your husband about a legal matter. We're private investigators. We've been assigned to look into a case where your husband may have been involved in, a man may have gone to jail wrongfully due to, I can't really speak to the details right now, but I can tell you that we've been in touch with the Attorney General's office, and generally we're looking into the situation. What time do you think he'd be home so we could question him?
Fast talk roll.
I was afraid of that. How much luck do I want to burn? Not that much. Yeah, no, I did not pass.
You can certainly roll psychology if you want to, Mr. Romero.
One more point. Of luck to make it a normal success.
Which will he lose first, his luck or his sanity? It's a race to the bottom, folks. She looks somewhere between confused and dubious. Well, my husband will be home this evening. If you'd care to leave a business card, I'm sure he will call you back when it's appropriate.
Yeah. We're not in the habit of just leaving cards around. Those are the sort of things that are traceable. Anyway, he'll be home this evening. Good to know. You have a nice evening, ma'am. Turn and briskly walk away.
She closes the door. Okay. That's okay, Frank. That's okay. Even if she didn't believe us, she's curious now. She's stuck in a house all day by herself, and she's going to just, this is what she's going to think about. She's going to come home. He's going to come home. This is going to stick out in her mind.
Nobody knows anything.
Maybe she'll see that you move some stuff around, and that'll make her more nervous. That'd be good, too.
I should have had
you do that. Yeah, but you weren't that careful.
I was.
Is there extra mud by the front door where you took off your shoes? By the back door? Because she comes in the front door. If there's mud by the back door, it's going to be a tip off to her. It's perfect. Well thought of, Frank. Well done.
Mr. Griffin is taking a whole different tack these days, it seems like. As the two of you wander away from the Leonard home, let us cut over to Mr. Mazur.
Okay.
So you make your way over to the Tazgul home.
Mm-hmm.
Knock at the door. Give me a luck roll.
Zero, one is my luck for today.
Ooh. I presume you knock at the door.
Yep.
The door opens. It is Mary Tazgul. Oh, Mr. Mazur. Excellent. Yes. Come in. Albert's just coming down now.
Oh, wonderful. I'll be excited to see him. I'm glad he's up and about. And thank you for seeing me. For letting him know.
Oh, of course. Can I take those for you? Can I take your coat?
Oh, yes, thank you. Yeah, these are for you.
Oh, very kind. Thank you. Let me get a vase for them. She kind of leads you into the home, kitchen table, which is set for lunch. There are three places set, and she kind of busies herself with putting the flowers in a vase and so forth. And as she is doing so, you can hear footsteps coming down the stairs. Slowly.
Sure.
And walking with a cane. He is dressed in, clearly wearing, pajama top and bottom with a robe over them. A robe tied shut. Moving, very clearly, slowly and stiffly. Mm-hmm. Is Detective Albert Tazgul. Mr. Mazur.
Detective Tazgul. I'm glad you're doing well.
I'm doing better. Thank you. Please excuse me if I sit down. He makes his way to the table and sits down, and his wife kind of comes over and fusses over him, for a minute, make sure he's all settled, and pours a glass of water for him, and I'll get lunch. I'll be on the table in just a moment. Please have a seat, sir.
Thank you very much. I will sit down next to the detective or wherever I'm supposed to sit.
Yeah, the table's not that big, so.
Okay, yeah.
So what do I owe the pleasure of your visit, Mr. Mazur?
Well,
not very often I get visited by people I've previously arrested or tried to arrest.
Well, I suspect it's not very often that the people who have been given the
the rough end of New York State's bureaucracy have a chance to be believed.
You are probably right in that sense.
I very much appreciate it. I both wanted to express my appreciation and, well, frankly, to talk about what you might or might know or what might have prompted you to say that. It seems like there's obviously something pretty serious going on at the Roscoe, perhaps, or perhaps much more deeply in the corruption somewhere along the place, and obviously you're not part of it. Well, frankly, I just wanted to see what you thought you might know or what you could talk about, etc.
Well, I'm afraid I don't really know what much more I can say. I do think that whatever it is that's going on, that Bill is mixed up in it somehow. And as you're having this conversation, Mary, serves lunch. It's soup and sandwiches kind of thing. And sits down with you. She kind of pops in every once in a while with a comment. Really, Bill? You seem like such a nice fellow. This kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's I don't know what's going on at that building, but definitely something between him and that property manager. What's her name? Bach, yeah.
It seems like there's something pretty tied in somehow with Boys Construction and all the not building that they're doing all over the city and down in New Jersey even.
Really? I know that site by your building there has certainly been sitting empty for a while now.
Well, and they've got four or five other sites, same deal, that they bought them and cleared them, and then nothing.
You don't think they just ran out of money? And that happens a lot in this city.
I agree, but then you don't keep buying more lots. And I say, no, there seems like there's something, there's something really strange going on, I'm pretty sure. And I don't even know if I believe it. And I'm sure you won't believe it, so I don't even... but at some point, if you come across something that you just can't believe, it seems completely outlandish and frankly impossible, I'd love to talk to you about it, because for example, this our neighbor who went and stabbed you, Gaspari, right?
Talk about unbelievable. I mean, she's
exactly
such a nice lady.
She is.
Living her life.
And I remember you asked me specifically about this twisted knife or something that you sort of suggested that somebody had said they might be able to find in my room or whatever, right? Remember that?
I do.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I saw the knife that Gaspari stabbed me with. Yeah. No, it's absolutely, it's got to be the same thing that I lost his name now.
Roscoe?
Oh, Cantu. It's the same. Yeah, it's the same. Unless there's two of them running around out there, it's got to be the same weird thing that killed Sergio Cantu.
So that is, see, yeah, and so she's probably going to get the, yeah, I mean, that's just like that kind of thing, right? There's just some I don't know if it's all just set up. You know, there's definitely been a lot of that. If, you know, the usual, or if there's something kind of funny going on.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, he kind of coughs, and you know, he coughs every once in a while, kind of groans. You know, it's obviously a strain on him to be, you know, sitting here talking. You know, he grabs at his midsection, this kind of thing. Yeah, I really haven't had a chance to look into any of this myself, but further.
Here's the thing I'm most worried about. I'll tell you straight up that I have this crazy suspicion that somehow somebody got into her head, and I don't know if it's blackmail or hypnosis or what, but I feel like somebody basically made her do this somehow. And the thing that makes me nervous is that it happened right just when you were saying that you believed me, and I'm worried that somehow this is all trying to make sure that basically that you ended up dead.
As crazy as it sounds, there's a certain amount of sense in there. I mean, what do we know? I'll take it on faith for a moment. Let's just assume. I'm not saying I'm gearing, you know, I'm not saying I believe this 100%, but let's say you were framed for some reason. And whoever it was that framed you wanted you, you know, is the same or related to, or for somehow the same reason, wanted you in the Hoffman building for some reason. But then, so then we started to get too close to you. We were going to take you out because of, don't know how Cantu figures into this other than that you had met him. Maybe Cantu was just a convenient target somehow. I did put suspicion on you. That doesn't really make sense either, I guess.
Well, there's one thing I did. I don't even remember if you asked me about it, to be honest, but Cantu gave me something.
Oh,
yeah. And the thing he gave me, I believe, is something that the boys construction people or somebody are looking for somehow. And I believe who's the name of the first guy who died on the construction site? The husband of the...
What's his name?
Anyway, so yeah, so
yeah, Mendoza, Santos Mendoza.
So Mendoza, as far as I know, found this item, and I'll talk about it in a second, on the construction site, and he gave it to Santos. Nope. Yep. Anyway, the other guy.
Yep. Cantu.
Because Cantu. He gave it. Santos gave it to Cantu because he thought they were hunting him down for it. They asked him about it, and then he got killed on the construction site by, like, intentionally. He got murdered. He didn't just die. And so Cantu was scared, and I ran into him up at the job site. I was walking around looking to see what Boys was up to see if it was another site where nothing was happening. They just bought and cleared. And we got to talking. And as you know, I saw him at that restaurant. And he gave me the thing that Santos had given him, because he said he didn't want it anymore. He thought it might be valuable. Santos had thought it might be valuable, and that maybe, you know, Cantu could get the money and give it to his wife. And then once his wife died, anyway. And this object is something with some, say at the very least, some spiritual value.
Like a cross or something?
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you could imagine if it's something where they believe it's, you know, a piece of the true cross, so to speak, right? Something that somebody might believe had real power to it.
Okay. So Mendoza finds it.
Mendoza finds
it. He gives it to Cantu, and they kill Mendoza looking for it.
Yeah.
Cantu gives it to you, and then they give it, but they kill Cantu looking for it.
Yep, and then I get framed. I was assuming when I was in, the reason I didn't mention it to you, and I was pretty much up front with you, but I was really nervous that the reason that I was in jail was so that they could collect this from me. And either they did or they didn't think that you were going to find out about it. And so they figured, arranged for you to end up dead, and I'm so glad you survived.
So am I.
Jumps in. Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Pat's Detective Tasgall's hand.
Can we do a psychology roll? No, I'm just kidding. So I'm thinking that maybe they're, trying to make sure you're out of the picture so that you don't mess with this search for whatever it is. I don't know. And as I say, it's all a little, I mean, even if you ignore the fact that people believe that this stuff is doing stuff, and frankly, I'm starting to believe that these things have power too. And that's the part that makes me a little nervous, but even just the whole plot stuff seems confusing enough, but that's where I'm at.
Okay. No, that, so they kill me they try to kill me to get me out of the way.
Yeah.
But they still don't have whatever it is that Cantu gave you.
Right. And you know what the weirdest piece is?
So that means for sure that Gaspari had to be in on it somehow, because she's the one they got to try to kill me.
Well, I'm not sure she was in on it of her own volition. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking that there may have been some way that she was
kind of brainwashing or something.
Brainwashed. Yeah, that's a good word for it. Absolutely.
Okay, maybe. Well, okay, let's follow that. So if Gaspari was brainwashed, that would certainly make sense. That was it, Bach and Bill? Was it Ms. Bach and Bill? That they're definitely tied up in this somehow. There's something going on between the two of them.
Right. Well, then there's the whole thing that Lieutenant Roscoe's not allowed, or you guys aren't allowed to enter the building without him.
Maybe he can't enter the building. No. Bill can.
He can enter. Yeah, that's Bill, right?
Yeah, we were told. Bill told us very clearly: no one goes in there without his okay or him present. And I'm quite certain that that's as a result of I don't even know what or why, but some agreement between him
or something. Yeah,
between him and Bach.
Right, because that's not usual police procedure, I assume.
And no, it is definitely not. You are absolutely correct on that. And so if Gaspari is living in the building and she's just a convenient target for Bach or Roscoe to somehow brainwash, that's a little weird, but the connections are certainly there.
Well, and then, I mean, you know that the think the first death. I don't know. You may know. Maybe there's older history even, but the wife there.
Whose wife?
The first one. The first woman, the one who died, the first one.
Asuncion.
That, you know, that her death was, I'm going to say not well, it was obviously not her granddaughter.
Well, no, yeah. We have the confession from Zulema Mendoza.
Yeah, and I don't believe that for a second either. That's what's so weird. I mean,
so she could have been another target of the same brainwashing to get her to confess to it and then jump out a window.
So there was some kind of
brainwashing to stab someone. I mean, that's one thing. Brainwashing someone to kill themselves?
There was some kind of a weird. There was some kind of a creature.
Persuade roll.
Yeah, okay. 92. That's pretty good. That's super close to not even being anywhere.
He kind of raises his eyebrow.
Yeah, never mind the creature part. I say, yeah, well, the creature, that's the part where I start saying, I'm not sure I believe me. And frankly, I think you probably shouldn't believe me either until such point as you can't explain things without believing me.
That's a perfectly rational approach.
So let's ignore that for a second. But so I don't think it's a brainwash situation. But she could have had some serious guilt going on, even though it wasn't her. Like, you know how when you're responsible for something, because maybe you could have done something about it, but you're not. You didn't actually, you know, do it.
Sure, sure.
That could lead someone to. You know, and I think it may be something like that.
Well, you know, the speaking as a detective, and you know, unfortunately, it's going to be a couple weeks yet. Oh, dear, please, you need brutal. To go rest. You need to go rest. I will just
yeah. Don't let me
A moment, dear. It'll be a couple weeks before I can. Get out and do anything, but I would look, you know, if you want to follow up, I would start with both. I mean, you know, we say follow the money, but if she was brainwashed, there's not going to be any money. But I mean, you know, that
benefits
that knife she used to stab me was awfully weird and strange. Yeah. And if that is the same thing that killed Cantu as well, that might be worth following up on. I think it's in the evidence locker. You're not going to be able to get in and see it, but something that weird, some auction somewhere maybe, and try and find out where it came from. And have you talked to Gaspari as well? I know she's out at Rikers. They're holding her over for trial.
Yeah, no, I think one of the house people is going to head out there soon. He was going to ask and just make sure it was we could get permission to visit her.
Yeah, you should be able to just call the call and make an appointment to come during visitation, and kind of depending on. Yeah, you should be able to see her as long as she's not in solitary or something like that. Get an appointment to see her usually doesn't take more than a few days, but definitely like to get her story.
Yeah.
That's where I'd start, just trying to figure out, you know, where that knife came from. How did she get it? Why that knife in particular?
Why did she stab you?
What's her story?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good idea. I'll definitely do that. And you take care of yourself. And then I turn to his wife and I say, "You take care of him. He's a you know it. He's a good man, though."
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you, Mr. Mazur. Let me show you out.
Thank you. Thank you so much for lunch. It was delicious. Everything was great.
It was good seeing you again, Mazur. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for seeing me. Take care of yourself.
He extends his hand for a handshake.
I will shake it gingerly, but I guess his hand's probably okay.
And Mary will lead you to the door.
Awesome.
And with that, let us cut back to Mr. Michael. So you are going to spend the afternoon looking up Mr. Hoffman in the newspapers around the time of his death.
Yep. Okay. From his death, going back before initially the death, I want to find any sort of death notice in the paper, that sort of stuff. Did you see whether, you know, about his life?
Sure. Spot hidden roll. Not a spot hidden roll.
No.
What do you call that? Library use.
Library use.
That's the word.
So I have to spend 4 points luck to make it a normal success.
Okay. You spend the afternoon digging through the papers from around that time of 1965. Mm-hmm. And you certainly do find an obituary for Mr. Robert Hoffman, noting mostly that he is a partner in the firm of Hoffman, Rudd, and Mario. Bachelor, no children. Died at the age of whatever I said, 80 something. Of natural causes.
Did it say whether he was bachelor, like a native?
No, it doesn't say anything about his birth, other than that, you know, he has no family and no next of kin.
Okay. Just smells off to me. I mean, by the looks of it, this company and his level, I think there would have been more information about him. Does he show up? Okay, then my next job will be looking through the further back, looking to see if he shows up in any of the society papers earlier before his death. Basically, if they talk about him.
You can do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
For you, you'll be headed to work here shortly. Let us cut over to Mr. Griffin and Mr. Romero, having left the Leonard home. Earlier in the day, you still have some afternoon available to you.
Going home?
Yeah. No, I think go home, and I think I'll call the warden to see, or call the jail to see if we can get an appointment with
Liana there. Luck roll. Nope. Am I still on?
You are.
Luck roll. Oh, luck roll. I'm sorry. I said nope. Oh, okay. Sorry. I mean, somebody picks up the phone, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just
want to... nobody home at Rikers. Massive escape, they all.
We're all out partying right now. If you leave your message.
That would be an alternate way to go. But instead, I think what we shall say is you are given an appointment to come to Rikers Island to visit Miss Gaspari Friday afternoon.
It's actually luckier than I thought I was going to be. So, yeah.
I can push it out farther if you want.
No, please. You've done enough. I think that's great. I will make sure that it's write down the time and place and ask what I need to bring for IDs and whatnot so I don't show up ill-prepared.
You need a driver's license and... they kind of give you a basic rundown of entering the prison. You'll have to, don't bring any weapons, blah, 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 blah. You'll have to leave all your, empty your pockets when you're going in, so forth, so on. You've been in prison. It's all.
I have, but not from this direction. Can I bring someone with me, or is this just for me?
You can bring one additional guest, yes.
Oh, excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
And they say you're welcome and hang up.
Yeah.
Anything else from the two of you?
So there's this list of people that we got some idea who they are. But we haven't really do any research, like the Robert Roth, the guy on the accounting firm. I would like to see if we can find out anything on this guy.
We'll have to do that tomorrow, though, right?
Yeah.
Only got a couple hours or so before we start work. I mean, really hate research.
Needs to be done. We don't know anything about these people, and we don't know how these five figures we keep seeing who they really are.
Well, we know that there's no, we don't know yet. I mean, we know that Hoffman, Rudd, and Mario, we know Hoffman died. It'd be interesting to see. You know what we should really do is bring you to look at photos. It should be easy to find these photos of all these people we've been looking up to see if any of them look like the guy you saw in the office. I mean, maybe you met Hoffman. He didn't die, but he just pretended to die. Maybe he just pretends to die. That's
what I all do those... believe we did some. During one of the visions, I do believe Ellen described one of the guys to me, and he sounded like a younger version of Brian Boyce.
That is correct. And you have previously seen a picture of Robert Hoffman. You found a picture from when the building
or when the Hoffman Building was first opened. And yeah, Hoffman does not look like Boyce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was Brian Boyce for sure.
All right, well.
Robert Roth. Let's do some research on Robert Roth. Tomorrow. Maybe he is the third party. Maybe he's against the Boyce brothers.
Anything else from Mr. Mazur?
No, I think that was quite a fine day.
Okay. Let us bring Tuesday to an end then. Work happens. The evening passes. Head home. Good night's sleep. Wednesday, the 17th of November. And let me make a note here. So let's see. So you have an appointment. Okay, so you got that. Was there some other appointment that was made for? No, that was for today.
That was this one for today.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I thought there was something else happening tomorrow. I guess not. Okay. So let us go ahead and call an end to the session for the evening then.